Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Firework Day, Tuesday, November the 5th. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly, outrageously lovely Jill Serkin.
And you're a bit of a cracker today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about that in a minute.
Oh, we're not allowed to discuss it now.
No, not now. No. Okay. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Well, you know, Scoff and Quaff was one today.
Was it? And yeah, what Scoff and Quaff is?
It's a superior show, Paul Andrews. It's on every
What station's
Tuesday.
That on then?
Channel Radio.
Is it really?
It's on.
No, I've never heard it. Has anyone? No, no one's heard
it's
it.
It's on 11 to 12.
Is it?
Pre the Business Bunker, superior show. And we had a bonfire night special with Guy Borso, Guy Watson, who's the owner of Riverford, Guy Fourchette, who is the virtual brother of Ari Covert.
Mm.
And also Stevie Wood of Tunbridge, but his middle name's Guy.
I was going to say, how did he sneak in without a name like Guy?
But also a guest appearance from the fabulous Catherine Wheeler.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
Zoe was very interested in when I said that she was going to be on the show.
And Jumping Jack Flash couldn't make it, presumably.
No, they couldn't, no.
Yeah, okay.
But talking Flash, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you, it's good to hear
with
from
your
you.
New image.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can contact us in all the normal ways by calling us on 01303 874998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get hold of us while we're on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had 24 tweets in, but do tweet. If you'd like a shout-out on the radio, we're more than happy to do that. But don't forget to tell us what your website address is or whatever. Otherwise, we can't really tell you very much about it. But anybody that does tweet in and all the guests that are on the show today, we will put links to everything we hear on the Kent Business Radio website so you can follow up. So tweet away if you'd like a mention on the radio. And we've had a few tweets already.
Have we?
Yeah. And I also want
to... Are you going to read any?
I'm going to read a couple of tweets, and I'm going to start from the bottom of the list, Jules, rather than the top.
How novel.
Yeah, because I think that works best.
Do you?
Yeah. The first tweets we've had in were from Rose Moore, who's head of customer service management at the Maidstone Job Centre.
Okay.
And she said, hi, Paul, we would love a shout-out on the Business Bunker. Would you mind? No, not at all. I have to say, I do a lot of work with the Job Centre Plus people. And, in fact, I'm talking at another one of their events next week. And they are a fabulous group of people, and they do a marvellous, marvellous job under sometimes quite difficult circumstances. So a huge shout-out to Rose and her team at the Maidstone Job Centre.
Brilliant, brilliant. And getting people working and
looking
after them.
And also, it isn't just about finding people jobs. They've got whole schemes for helping people into self-employment as well. And there's lots of things going on that. So if you want to find out about it, then follow the guys on Twitter at Job Centre Plus.
Perhaps they could come on the show.
Yeah, they have been on the show in the past, and we are talking to them about coming on again, which will be useful because they've got loads of things to talk about. I've also had a tweet from John, who is known on the Twitter as saleshelp_VR. And John says, hi, Paul, I'm speaking at the Dartford After Hours Club this evening, and a shout out would be really great. Now, I think I can tell you where that event is taking place. Mr. John Austin Brooks of Vector Resources will be speaking at the Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Club in Dartford this evening, starting at 6 o'clock, and it's at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, which is Brunel Way, Dartford. So if you can, do get along and hear John and the other people at that. They're always cracking events, and I quite often go to the after-hours clubs because they are good, and they're not first thing in the morning,
well,
which is a massive benefit for
you
me.
You are a creature of the night.
I am a creature of the night. I do not like breakfast meetings. People don't invite me to breakfast networking. I don't go.
But I went to a lovely one last Thursday. I went to Brownies with Janice Watton.
Oh, did you?
And
lovely Janice.
Yes, and their chef, who's Will Britton, who used to work for Hilda Marie Smith,
actually. All right, okay.
So I know him. He's been on Scoff and Quaff, which is a Superior show, every week, 11 to 12. He made me gluten-free brownies, and they were divine, absolutely divine.
Cool.
Nice bunch of people, so hello. And Janice is actually tuning in. She says she's listening from the York House Hotel in Eastbourne.
You're reading from the top of the list again.
I might be.
You're reading from the top of
it's
the list.
It's the best way, darling, I find.
Yeah.
And Chris Pollard, at Chris Connect, says, sorry I'm late, what have I missed?
All of it.
Yeah, we're closing now, it's the end.
Yeah.
The end, I'm eating chocolates.
Yeah, and we've had some tweets from Unite Works, which is the hot desking guys over there in Medway City Estate in Rochester.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. And we've also had a new listener, Alex Fleming. Let's find out where Alex is from. Alex is from on the Twitter at East Kent Science, and they are promoting East Kent Science for Business, Education and Fun. So do give them a follow, and welcome, Alex. That doesn't look good. Was that Alka-Seltzer?
No, it was water. It's not quite like the Bordeaux that's next to it.
Right, okay.
I think somebody's mixed something in the glass. Can I read something?
No.
Go on then, what were you going to say?
James Gardner has tweeted in from Component Force. But what I want to talk about first, before we start reading emails, is the lovely Tracy Randall. Some of you regular listeners may remember a couple of weeks ago we had Tracy Randall on the show. And Tracy is an image consultant, and on the Twitter she goes by the Twitter handle of by_Tracy. That's TRAYC. And when she was on the show, between her and Jules, they kind of decided that they needed to improve my image somewhat.
You needed a revamp, didn't you, darling?
So Jules got my hair sorted out, allegedly, both of them.
Well, you were flowed, weren't you?
Yeah. And then we did a makeover with Tracy, and I just want to tell you how that went, because that was quite interesting, being a bloke of a certain age and not used to such things. Tracy came over to my place and had a rummage through my wardrobe, which was interesting. And
I usually let Billy Dean do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, the funny thing was, I realised that there was a few things in there that I probably needed to get rid of, but, sorry, John's hovering around with the phone, and he obviously needs something, so I don't know if you could pop out, Jules, and see what he wants.
I'll pop out.
Thank you.
He probably wants to top up my Bordeaux.
Yeah, yeah. So she came over and had a look through my wardrobe and kind of pointed out that there's an awful lot of stuff that I could do with getting rid of. So six bags of clothes later, six bags, listeners, we had a bit of a clear out of the wardrobe. And having done that, we still ended up with 42 blue shirts, would you believe? So apparently I'm not to buy any more blue shirts.
No, you shouldn't. Sorry, are you talking to me?
Yeah, no, well, I'm not really sure what's going on.
But Peter Cook is on the line trying to get through to you, and John Sykes wants to know how to put him through.
Oh, right, okay. Well,
are you going to tell me off for not pressing buttons?
No, no, no.
I'm sure it's my fault.
No, what we'll have to do is I'll have to finish this bit.
We'll play tune.
No. Just listen. I'll finish what I'm talking about, and then I'll pick up the phone, and when I pick up the phone, you can put it down. Basically, we had a clear out of the wardrobe.
Did you find sort of things that you'd worn in the 60s?
Yeah, and the 50s probably. So we got rid of six bags of clothes. We then looked at what I had, and Tracy drew up a plan that said, these are the kind of things you should wear. And then we went shopping in Bluewater and bought a few more things. And it was really brilliant because we bought, this is really girly, I know, but it was really cool. We bought five things. But that made 18 outfits, because you could mix and match.
Oh, you got your mix and match.
Mix and match, it's really cool. So I'm really...
I must say, listener, before he says he's really chuffed, that he looks fabulous. He's wearing a very nice olive green. Would you say it's an olive green?
It's teal. It's teal, darling.
Oh, it's teal. Okay. A teal. Yeah, it's not olive. You're right. Teal little V-neck with three button detail.
It's a funnel neck. Do you know nothing?
But it's a V-neck.
No, it's a funnel neck.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I thought funnel neck, or maybe that's a cowl neck. I'm getting my necks, because cowl neck.
You
is,
can't do it. Anyway, get on. We've got someone on the phone waiting to talk to us.
Fabulous. And then you've got a, what colour would you say your,
burnt orange.
Your trews are?
Burnt orange.
He's got burnt orange trews, and of course the hair by Flow & Co. of Whitstable, which is great. The best thing I ever did, because every time he comes to Whitstable, he takes me to Wheeler's, which I love. I put all the lobsters on his bill. He doesn't notice. He never notices.
Shall we try and take this phone call?
We've got Peter Cook coming through. So let's see if we can find Peter Cook. And Peter Cook, no doubt, is phoning up to tell us something.
Hi, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Sorry to keep you waiting, mate. That was a bit of a panic there. We weren't. John was standing outside waving the phone at me, but I didn't know what was going on. So thank you for calling. It's lovely to hear from you.
Has Jules got a glass topped up yet?
Yeah, I've got a... Well, I'm drinking out of a pint glass.
Pints of wine. 11 yeah. o'clock in the morning.
It is Bordeaux,
who'd have
darling.
Thought it?
Dirty dog.
Yeah, Bordeaux.
Cool. So how are you, Peter?
I'm fine. You?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate.
Yeah. So we just come... I've just sort of... I'm not on the chaise lounge, I'm afraid, but...
Are you in the lizard pants? Lizard pants?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
good.
Always.
Rock and roll. Very rock and roll, mate.
Just come away from doing a fantastic charity event on Saturday for Demelza Hospice. We raised £600. Which
oh, well done. I saw some of that on Twitter and I retweeted a couple of them. So it went well, did it?
Yeah, it went well. We had lots of... We had a sort of stage invasion by the kids.
Oh, I love it.
Which was against health and safety, but none of them were electrocuted as a result. Although I did want to electrocute a couple of them. But it all went off very well.
Brilliant.
And we've got Steve Lamy at Angel Trains who organised all that to thank for that.
Cool.
So from the corporate world. But that's not really what I'm phoning. I have no particular reason, but only thing that's coming up that might be of interest to Bunker listeners is I was down at Sericol, the company down in Broadstairs, yesterday in East Kent, and the guy there is very interested in a masterclass series that I'm organising, and he wants to talk to all of his network connections to see if we can get enough people into a room to make it sort of work for everyone. So the idea is to have 3, 4, maybe 5 companies, probably medium-sized companies, coming together once a month for a day for about 4 times across 6 months, and we give them kind of a miniature MBA, which, as you know,
all right.
stands for much bigger amplifiers.
Yeah.
So it's an MBA without all that jargon and...
Cool.
I can't say the other word.
No, I know what you mean.
You usually do, though.
We don't get to play guitars necessarily, but we take on board the particular issues of the 5 businesses that participate. We probably, may make a visit to each other's factories as well. So it's quite a nice little thing. And Alex Walterton, who you mentioned, is also involved with that,
cool.
insofar as if we do it up this end of the woods, then he's going to offer us his facilities to do it in.
Brilliant.
Et cetera, but
sounds
that's
good.
My bit of the news for the day.
Sounds good. And how are we going to find out about this when it's ready to rock and roll?
By far the easiest thing is just to get on the Human Dynamics website, or phone me even. The phone works these days.
Okay.
I mean, good old phone. So Medway 01634 855 267 rather than blurting out great big long www.
Sure.
Give us a call and I can send them all the blurb, really. It's
all right. For anybody that wants to go through the new 21st century route of the website, the link is already actually on the Business Bunker website, so you can find Human Dynamics on the website, or you can just call Pete.
Yeah, and it's easy to find the email and all that jazz on the website.
All right, mate, that's brilliant. Looking forward to that.
Thank you very much.
No, thanks for calling, and great to hear from you, Peter, and we'll see you soon, eh?
And well done for getting through, Peter.
Yeah.
Yes.
At long last.
And for the awesome fundraising, £600 you say for Demelza House.
Yeah, there may be a bit more trickling in. I think we had some donations direct to Demelza anyway.
Brilliant.
From people that couldn't attend, so it may be more than that.
Good stuff. All right, mate, lovely to hear from you.
Thanks for that.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, bye.
See
bye,
you soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Peter Cook there of the Academy of Rock.
It's a great thing to raise for the Demelza House. I did some work with them PR-wise a couple of years ago, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
What they do.
Cool. So, just to finish off on what we were talking about before
where
Peter rang in.
Snake hips, new image.
It was a really interesting exercise to go through. And having cleared out my wardrobe, it was a great relief because...
Mothballs?
Not only that, not only do you acquire lots more room, But it's really easy to get dressed in the morning now because there's not a million things to search through before you put it on.
So has she colour coordinated
it
for you?
So it's all hanging up so far because I haven't touched anything. I haven't touched anything. I just walk in there and look and go, wow, and then walk out again. Yeah, no.
I want mine done now.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's in its place as it should be, and you just walk in and you know it all kind of goes. It's really great.
So do you know enough to come round and sort mine out now?
Need Tracy to do it.
Do I? You're not capable.
No,
I'm not. It's just my new husband's away. I've got weekends spare. I could go through my wardrobe.
Yeah, no. Stay away from Jules. Everyone, stay away from Jules. You'll end up locked in her wardrobe.
I'm loving the teal, Trace. Are you? And especially the, what is it called, funnel neck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Funnel web.
Which leads me nicely into this.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back to Miracles there with a bit of Love Machine.
Say no
more. You're tweeting rude things about me now, aren't you? I've seen some of those tweets.
You?
That's not nice.
It must be Catherine Wheel doing
that. Something like that.
My imposter.
But we also have had a tweet from Karen Wilkins, who's Avocet Karen, and that's Avocet Recruiting over there in Medway. And she says, "Hi, Paul. Could you please let your fabulous audience know that we're offering a 20% discount to Business Bunkers listeners? If you go to their website, which is Avocet, A-V-O-C-E-T, Avocet Recruiting, all one word, .com, or you can call them on 0845-459-0085. That's AvocetRecruiting.com. For Business Bunker listeners, they have a 20% discount on their services. So do check them out. And I think you can read an email now before we speak to our first guest.
I always say that.
See, I know, because I saw you playing with your phone.
Well, I
know that the only result of you playing with your phone will be some very nasty tweets about me.
You see, when I offer to read something, you snap at me. Yeah. And then when I'm tweeting, you interrupt. Now, this is a strange one. Have you ever heard of this person? Business Community Breakfast. It's we are delighted to announce that entrepreneur, young entrepreneur perhaps some might say, Paul Andrews, aka known as Snake Hips, will be coming to our 50th breakfast on the 14th of November, and Paul will be giving his thoughts on the changing face of customer service. And Paul is well known for his software company and also for Jobs in Kent and the Business Bunker radio show.
Never heard of it.
Which is on www.channelradio.co.uk or kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But what we didn't know until recently is that he used to be a customer services trainer. Maybe that's why you're so pleasant. The Jubilee Breakfast is free of charge.
That was said with all the venom of a rattlesnake, wasn't it?
The Jubilee Breakfast is free of charge for the first 30 to sign up to do so and book early. So if you'd like an advert also on the rolling slides during the breakfast, please let Alex Waterton have it by Monday the 11th of November. And there is an email which I'll read out, which is alex@f-keys.co.uk. And if you want to find out more about this, you can go on to the website, which is www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And that's the 14th of November with the fabulous Paul Andrews. And this is sent in by Ken Wheeler, who I am assuming is obviously the husband of Catherine Wheeler, who was on the Bonfire special.
Yeah, does he look like a meerkat?
Somebody else said that.
Yeah, funnily enough. We've had a tweet from Meta Baron, who's known as the Corporate Escape Coach, and was on this show about a year ago now. So, yeah. Hi, Meta. Thank you for listening in.
Is it Mighty? Mighty?
Meta. M-A-I-T-E.
Is that how you say it, or isn't it Mighty?
That's how I say it.
I don't know if it's Mighty. Anyway.
This is the person that can't even say Westmoreland.
Or...
Anyway, you can follow Meta. See, you got me doing it now. Meta, M-A-I-T-E-B-A-R-O-N, Meta Baron, on the Twitter. So do give her a follow.
Ms. Baron, let's call her.
We're going to speak to our first guest very shortly, but if you've got an email to read, I'll let you do that. And then we're going to speak to Zoe Cairns.
Very pleasant.
Because she's far more interesting than you.
Of course. She's the queen of Twitter.
Absolutely.
Microsoft Office Tips and Tricks. This is coming up on Wednesday the 6th of November, so that's manana. It's at 7 p.m. until 10, and it costs £15 a person. And this is sent in by the fabulous Alex Waterton. It's Microsoft Office Tips and Tricks. Think you know how to use Microsoft Office? Come and discover some of the most valuable time-saving tips and tricks that you can put into practice immediately and become instantly super efficient. Applicable to all versions of Microsoft Office from 2007 through to 2013. Alex is a Microsoft certified trainer and office specialist master instructor with F-Keys Limited, and he will present an overview of tips and tricks using the Word, Excel and PowerPoint applications. So there's a schedule here. It's all planned out for you. You need to go. I'm going to give you a phone number at the end of this, but www.f-keys.co.uk/coursebookings. And the phone number is 01634 510 620, and it's at Unite Works, which is the exam and training centre, at Culpeper Close Medway in Rochester. So there's ample free on-site parking there, so get on to that. Sounds fab, doesn't it?
It is. And funny enough, I'm actually having a one-to-one session with Alex. He's going to help me sort out my Outlook, because after years...
Your Outlook looks good to me.
You know, Outlook email system. Mm. After years and years and years and years of using Outlook, I discovered I don't really know how to use it, not effectively.
Because you just do the same stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
And you know,
I was moaning to Alex one day, actually, about it, and I said, oh, I can't find this email.
Is that one of your moaning days?
Yeah, which is like a day of the week, basically. Mm. And he looked at me and he went, don't be ridiculous. It's easy. You just do this, this and this. And he just, in 5 seconds, showed me something. And I went, wow, that would make my life so much easier. And he went, well, that's nothing. I can show you loads more. So I'm about to book this afternoon, Alex, to come over and do a couple of hours, one-to-one with me, sorting out my Outlook
management. And is he going to come to your house?
No, he's going to come to work.
Okay. And then you could take him and show me your wardrobe while you're at it.
And see, I would do that. Why?
Yeah, well, because to show how neat and lovely it is.
Ah, right.
If you're looking for an interesting Christmas present, you can buy a cookery course with Ruth Denzi, who's at Hagelands next door to us, to our studio. Brilliant, brilliant chef. www.gardenofengland.co.uk or call 01303 07973535. Buy a cookery course for Christmas for someone that can only cook beans on toast. Good idea, that.
What is exactly wrong with beans on toast?
Nothing.
Cool. Are you going to read all of those, or shall we take a breath and have our guest on?
I haven't actually got through many, but let's have our guest, darling.
I think that would be
I don't like to interrupt your show.
I think that would be far better, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say so.
I think so. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker, because she has been on before quite some time ago, the absolutely stonkingly world famous Zoe Cairns.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
I'm really good. You?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I don't think there can be anyone amongst our listeners that doesn't know you, Zoe, but just in case somebody's snuck in without knowing you, Zoe runs ZC Social Media. She's probably the most well-known social media trainer in the southeast of England, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome her back onto the Business Bunker Show. So thank you for joining us. What have you been up to?
Well, lots been going on. Thank you for inviting me back. Pleasure. It's an absolutely amazing opportunity to come back and say hi to everyone and see you both, and always listening out to the show and fun things happening. So it's great to see you. And people's perception is that I'm really, really busy, but I just love what I do and try and cram so much in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's great to be here today.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, because you've been doing quite a few social media workshops.
Yeah.
And one of the things that fascinates me is that social media's been around a while now, but there still seems to be an awful lot of people that haven't adopted it, and an awful lot of people that seem incredibly reluctant to adopt it. And I don't understand that. I mean, I know that they come out with excuses about, oh, it's rubbish and da-da-da-da-da, but it staggers me that it hasn't permeated yet, that it's a free marketing resource, and if you use it properly, it works really well.
Yeah, I totally agree, Paul. People aren't harnessing the power of social media because their first question is, what is going to be my return on investment if I've got to spend a lot of time in it?
Mm.
What is it going to give me? And when I sit down with someone, I say to them, well, have you used it before? And they say, yeah, it's just this massive big fad, and everyone's talking about it, it's just a buzzword. And when I actually sit down with them and say, okay, why didn't it work in the first place? They never actually had a strategy.
Mm.
So they never actually set out what they actually wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
and why they were using it, and they only used it as one part of their marketing mix. They weren't using any PR or SEO or pay-per-click to help support their social media activities, which is so important. Social media doesn't work on its own. It is about getting yourself out there with PR, and Jules can tell you all about that. And it's about having a plan and setting some goals. So the first three things I would say to a company that you really want to start achieving when you start using social media is about building your influence. If you can become a key person of influence on social media, that's when you'll really start seeing your return on investment, because you'll be the key person that people will refer you to. Also, building a community. It's a fantastic platform to build followers, build a group of people that are interested in you. And if they can see you're providing value and not spamming you with constant links to their website, then they're going to absolutely love that. They're going to value you and see you as a key person of influence. And the last one is to drive more people to your website, you know, telling people about where they need to go, find out more information about you, because if they love you so much on Twitter in a Facebook group, then how can they come and see you face to face or come to your workshops or use your services? So it's about driving more people to the website. And what most companies are doing, they're not actually measuring their success. They're not measuring those goals that they've set. So there's so many tools out there you can use. Like, number one, how do you actually build your influence and actually see that you are becoming more influential? Well, use clout.com.
Yeah.
It'll tell you how much more influential you are becoming, and you can see over a period of time how you are progressing. And with your website traffic, use your Google Analytics. If you're sending 50 odd people from Twitter to your website, what are they doing when they're on there? Are they just dropping off your website, which means your website needs revamping or looking at? Or are they actually converting into a lead? So have you got conversion tracking on there that can actually measure if you're, you know, being successful with the goals that you've set out to achieve? So this is where businesses are going wrong, Paul. They're not actually seeing how useful it could really be.
Absolutely. One of the things I see, especially on Twitter, is that when people do first adopt it, you're absolutely right, and I can't emphasize what you said more, which is about having a strategy, deciding why you're doing it. So many people kind of register a name And I was guilty of this when I first started as well, which is why my Twitter name is ridiculous. It's Vanilla Web. It doesn't mean anything at all. At the time, 4 years ago, when I started to use Twitter, I was going to start a business with that name, which is why I picked the name. And, you know, a few years later, you've got so many thousand followers that you don't give the name up. So I didn't have a strategy either when I first started. But I still see this. So many people come onto Twitter and then they forget whether they're doing business-orientated social media or personal stuff. And it all gets very mixed up.
Yeah.
And they can get into trouble if they're not careful, because they'll get into political arguments or whatever, which kind of destroys their, you know, their marketing with their business one. So I couldn't agree more that you need to sit and think about what it is you're going to do with this before you do it.
Yeah, definitely.
You're absolutely
right. I totally agree. And it's all part of the engagement process as well, because so many companies will go out there and just post constant links to their website. But if you imagine it as an offline networking event, we wouldn't go and just do our 60 seconds and then bugger off out the room.
Yeah.
You know, you want to network the room and get to know people.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what online networking is as well. It's not about just hunting for leads. They're not going to come overnight. It's about building long-term relationships.
Absolutely. It's about building relationships. I saw, you may have seen this, there's a good YouTube clip going around at the moment.
Yeah.
Of two guys, and they represent old school marketing and new school marketing using social media. But what they've done is they've done it in the format of trying to pick up girls.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's really funny. If I'll see if I can find a link and I'll post a link. It's really funny, but it also absolutely shows you the difference between the two approaches.
Brilliant.
Because social media is about building relationships, and people don't realise that.
Yeah. It's about building that know, like, and trust. They get to know you by following your feeds.
Yeah.
They get to like you, and then once they get to trust you, that's when you'll see your return on investment.
Absolutely.
And it'll take a good 3 to 6 months for you to see that benefit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you something. I'm a big user of Twitter, Facebook not so much, but I do use it, and LinkedIn. But over the weekend, I was bored and at a loose end because I've got nothing in my wardrobe, so, you know, there was nothing to do there. So I put myself on Google Plus, but it's not something I know much about yet.
Okay.
And I know that Google Plus in the US is really, really huge.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to have quite taken off as yet over here. Have you got any thoughts or feelings about Google Plus?
Google Plus is an upcoming social network, which I feel will eventually be the one that everyone does revert to. At the moment, it's not as negative as Facebook. So there's more, you know, positive conversations going on.
Mm.
It's more IT support, software people, software development people, and a lot of local communities are getting on there at the moment.
Mm.
But it has a different concept, because Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn are very much about communicating, engaging in conversations and building relationships, where Google Plus's concept is that the more people you get in your circles, the more it's going to help you with your Google ranking, the more it's going to help with your authorship on your blog. So there's a lot of different technical things with Google Plus at the moment compared to the other social networks. And if I can give you a tip, you know, get set up on Google Plus, start to build up your community so you can get it out there before it does eventually really, you know, become the big buzzword. If you just get yourself and establish yourself on there, it will really help in the long term. So I do think it is going to be an up-and-coming social network, because we know it's owned by the largest search engine online.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right. So it's first mover advantage, isn't it? If you get in, if you're an early adopter of it, you're going to get in there and grab some of the real estate before it gets crowded.
I totally agree.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, Zoe, what are you up to? Have you got anything planned? Have you got any workshops coming up?
I have so much going on that I can barely even think about what I'm doing tomorrow. But I've got lots going on this week. Tomorrow I'm at Dorna over Dartford, that is run by Wilkins Kennedy. On Thursday I'm at Kent Channel of Chamber doing a workshop in the morning, a free taster session. So if you're a Chamber member, Channel Chamber member, book on. Friday I'm doing a workshop for the Seven Oaks Chamber. And I've got my academy next week, ZC Social Media Academy, that runs every month, second Wednesday of the month. So come along if you haven't been before. You can come along as a free guest.
I keep meaning to come. Keep
It would be lovely to see you, Jules, if you could make it along. But yeah, so I'm doing lots of different things, lots of different events. Again, I'm in Brighton. I'm going down to West Sussex in the end of the month. So yeah, all of these can be found on my website and just by following me.
Give us a shout on of your website, although we have got a link to it on the Business Bunker site itself. But just tell our listeners what your website address is.
It's www.zcsocialmedia.com, or follow me on Twitter, which is Zoe_Cairns, and my hashtag is ZCSocialMedia.
Brilliant. So we could talk about this forever. Do stay with us, and we'll talk some more later on in the show. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for letting me come along. It's been
absolute pleasure. Lovely to hear from you, and do join in with the rest of the show.
Cool. I've had a tweet in from Janice Watton, who's been listening to Zoe, and she says, couldn't agree with Zoe more. Twitter is there for conversation. Use it to be helpful and informative.
Absolutely. It's about building relationships. You know, funny enough, the customer service thing I'm doing next week for Business Community Breakfast, it's all the same issue. You know, you can't just throw things at people and expect them to buy them from you. You have to build relationships with people. And so many people do not understand the power of social media is in relationship building, not in just community.
It's not a transaction business. It's about building relationships.
Exactly. It is totally about relationship building, and people don't understand that. And you see so many tweets, as you said, that are just shortened links. They don't even put anything in it. It's just a shortened link. And if you even stupidly clicked on it and it's not spam, or a virus, it's just takes you to the website and you think, well, you know, what was the point of that? Yeah. It's about engagement.
You're more than likely to unfollow them by.
Exactly.
They keep doing that.
Yeah, exactly. It's about engagement. It's about getting to know people, and it's about relationships. And that's what customer service is about. So I don't see it as a marketing tool. I see it as a customer relationship tool in general. We've also had a tweet from Pete Bresser of Bresser Photos.
Hello, Pete.
Who says he's listening in. And the absolutely stonkingly gorgeous Sally Laker has
now,
also
Pete
tweeted.
Pete Bresser was the fabulous photographer who did Josie Maguire, the writer. He did her book cover, and I've seen it. It's great. I've just sent it out in press releases.
Fantastic.
Lovely, lovely photo. I mean, Josie Maguire is beautiful, of course.
Yeah, she's lovely.
But the photo does her justice, and she looks very glam. So, I look forward to meeting Pete Bresser.
Yeah, Pete's lovely. He's fantastic.
Where's he based? Maidstone?
He's up in Maidstone. No, I think he's Rooton Way.
Okay.
But the work that he's done for the Academy, ZC Social Media Academy, is absolutely outstanding.
Mm.
And he comes with a personality, which is fantastic.
Cool. Sorry, I've got 79 more tweets here, so we're kind of getting a bit up. Do you want to read an email?
Yeah, I'd love to, as you asked me so sweetly with your customer service.
Read an email.
With your customer service attitude. Marketing Made Simple workshop. So running a business and finding time to market can leave you exhausted and overwhelmed. And you may decide that social media is just too time consuming. This must be from Zoe, because I recognise it. It's too time consuming and wonder how you will ever get to grips with the changes in the workplace. Help is at hand in the form of simple marketing workshops. Which can be held in your office or at a local boardroom near you. And the next one is Friday the 8th at the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce, as mentioned by Zoe just now. So we don't just throw this show together, you know. And the next one will be Friday the 15th at the same address. Now, booking is essential, and you need to go on to www.zcsocialmedia.com. And Zoe Cairns and Gabriel Archant of GMP Public Relations and Marketing have collaborated their services to make marketing easier for business. And you're going to learn that by setting time in your diary, 1 to 2 hours meeting each month, you can plan your entire social media content for all key platforms. So brilliant. Well done.
Cool. Sally Laker also tweeted, we have Christmas cakes now available to order. For details and pictures, visit facebook.com/Sally4. That's the number 4 cakes. Sally for cakes. Pre-book only and order by the 15th of November. Thank you, Sally. Blimey, we got so many tweets. It's unbelievable.
UK Speed Networking, get connected. Expand your business network and win new work at our December Speed Networking Lunch. If you've never been to a Speed Networking before, it's an incredibly effective way of marketing new introductions. To find out about this, go to www.speednetworkingdecember2013.eventbrite.co.uk.
Cool. We've had loads of tweets about Zoe's just now. We've had Marmox UK, who I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Marmox. I've just been with them this morning.
All right.
Tile company.
Cool. They're a new follower to me, but they say they're listening to Zoe and really enjoying
brilliant.
It.
Good.
And we also had a tweet from Lisa Marie at Telcare Limited saying, Zoe is so right, it's all about relationship building. Cool. So we had loads of tweets about that.
There's one from Omicron.
Oh, Mish.
Can you say it?
Omicron.
Can you say it?
I find
Mish.
I can say it
it's
much...
Mish from
Mish,
Omicron.
Yeah.
I find I say it much better after Bordeaux.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
saying, hey there, guys, some of my favourite people all together on today's Business Bunker. Zoe Cairns, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin. Love, Michelle. Thank you for that. Stopwatch Hospitality. Twitter is great for listening. We use it for our guests at Brands Hatch to follow teams, drivers, media. And that's another comment on the Twitter. And also Janice Watton says she sent me a deal for a hotel. So perhaps, I don't know what they're... But I could do with a nice weekend away, actually. York House Hotel. So thank you. It's an accommodation offer.
All right.
I look forward to receiving it.
Yeah, I was trying to get you sent away.
Kent Creative.
It's only available next Tuesday.
You are already away, aren't you? Kent Creative Live. Please find below information about our next meetup, when and where. It's Friday the 8th of November, 9:30 to 12:30, at the Learning Lab in the Beanie, which is the High Street, number 18, Canterbury. If you want to set your sat-nav, it's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 1, 2, R for Ronald, A for Apple. So it's 9:30. Go on to www.kentcreativelive.org and you'll find it there.
Cool. I've got one more email to read out, and then we're going to do some interviews that I recorded a couple of weeks ago at Women Mean Business
by
event.
Women?
Yes, I spent the day with 100 business women, which was lovely. It was the highlight of my year.
Shame you weren't dressed in your teal.
I hadn't been glamorised by then, so yeah.
Your hair was nice though, wasn't it?
What hair?
Flowed.
I haven't got any hair.
Flow and Co, didn't
yeah.
you? Flow and Co,
yeah.
Mariano.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that. I've completely lost the train now. Why don't you have another pint of wine and go and sit in the corner? I'm going to read this email, then we're going to play the interviews, then we're going to speak to our next guest, Shirley Mansfield. Yeah. The Gillingham Dramatic Society, Jack and the Beanstalk. Hi, I'm Stephen Jenner, and I voluntarily work for the PR marketing department of the Gillingham Dramatic Society, which is a local Amdram company. Following our critically acclaimed production of the dark and powerful musical Jekyll and Hyde, GDS Productions are now currently working on a colourful, fast-paced family pantomime, Jack and the Beanstalk, which will play to packed houses at the Brook Theatre Chatham during the February half-term next year. In the show, we've enlisted a number of local children ranging in ages from 6 to 18, many of whom have been with the company for only a few shows. We believe that through drama, these children, who are from a variety of different social backgrounds, are given great confidence, self-esteem, and are kept busy and are kept off the streets. So local drama companies are dwindling fast, and at present we have been sadly seen that many companies fold due to a drop in the public attending amateur shows, perhaps accountable to the recession. So we're looking for ways to raise funds to keep the company going, as putting on a show does not come cheap. If your company would be so kind as to donate something for our raffle to help towards the costing of the show, and or put up a poster or flyers for your customer or employees to see, we would be very appreciative. And you can find out more about all of that by going to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/GillinghamDramaticSociety. That's facebook.com/GillinghamDramaticSociety, and that is from Stephen Jenner, and I insist that you go and find out about that and donate a raffle prize to them.
Couldn't
immediately
you could give him some of your wardrobe, couldn't you?
If only I'd have thought about it. Tomorrow's people. I could have given you 6 bags of clothes, primarily blue shirts. But anyway, and Chris Pollard, I know, noticed, tweeted saying he's only got 2 blue shirts. So that is a blue shirt shortage as far as I can see. Anyway, what we're going to do now is...
Tunage?
Said if you were listening.
Well, I wasn't.
We're today at the Women Mean Business Live event at East Kent College in Broadstairs. And I have a number of business women with me that want to share some information about their business. Good morning, and tell us who you are.
I'm Kerry Hales.
Hello, Kerry.
Hello.
Nice to see you. So tell us about your business.
My business is, I am a personal development coach and trainer.
Okay.
I do one-to-one coaching for women, and I also do group coaching for women for five different sessions to empower them to success.
Fantastic. And where are you based, Kerry?
I'm based in Whitstable. My classes are in Whitstable, and they are growing probably to Canterbury and Maidstone later on next year.
Oh, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So you're expanding?
I am expanding.
Fabulous. If we want to find out more about your business, how can we do that?
There are lots of ways. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Kerry_Hales. I am on Facebook, Kerry Hales the Complete Coach, and my website is kerryhales.com.
Brilliant, thank you. And who have we got joining us now?
My name is Kezi Youssef.
Hello Kezi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you enjoying the day?
I am enjoying it thoroughly.
Brilliant. So tell us a bit about you. I understand, a birdie told me, that you've only recently started your business.
I have, that's correct. I was made redundant only 3.5 weeks ago.
Oh, really new?
That's right, very new.
Right.
And within 24 hours, I picked myself up and started advertising myself as a freelance events coordinator.
Brilliant. And how's it going? Well, 3.5 weeks in, I mean, it's early
it's
days.
It's actually going amazingly well.
Right.
I've joint partnership with somebody who does comedy nights, so if you're interested in comedy nights, let me know. Also, I've teamed up with Dickens World, so if you're looking for a venue, promoting them. And also Kent Discount Card.
Oh, okay.
So it's going from strength to strength. So if you're a business or an individual and looking for a venue or need help with event planning, please give me a call and I'll be able to discuss with you.
Brilliant. And have you had a chance to get a website up yet?
I do have Twitter, so you can find me at Kezi Youssef.
Can you just spell that for us?
K-E-Z-I-Y-U-S-U-F.
Kezi Youssef on the Twitter. So follow Kezi on the Twitter, and I'm sure she'll be doing, you know, as her empire grows, she'll be putting up websites and all sorts.
I will be.
We wish you the best of luck with your business.
Thank you.
And we're all rooting for you. And really well done. That's a fantastically positive message to send.
Kezi,
it's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
See you again.
Thank you.
And who have we got with us now?
Hello, I'm Nikki.
Hello, Nikki. How are you?
I'm all right.
Are you enjoying today?
Yeah, it's good.
It's brilliant. It's been
good,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's your business, Nikki?
My company is Little Brown Fairy Cake.
Little Brown Fairy Cake.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I make cakes for all occasions. And I'm based from home in Westgate.
In Westgate, cool. Mm. And if we want to find out more about your business, how can we do that?
I've got my own website, which is www.littlebrownfairycake.co.uk.
Brilliant.
I'm on Facebook, Little Brown Fairy Cake, and Twitter is at Little Brown Fair.
Right, yeah, you run out of letters. Cool. That's brilliant. Nikki, enjoy the rest of your day. It's fabulous to meet you, and we wish you much success with your business.
Thank you.
And who do we have here?
My name's Linda Cameron.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you enjoying today?
Wonderful.
It's
really
been a great event, hasn't it?
Great. Really good.
Fantastic. And what's your business, Linda?
I'm the owner of Maison Classique Emporium. It's, like I said, an emporium in Herne Bay.
Wow. Tell us a little bit more about it. How long have you been doing that?
Almost 4 years.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We do upcycled furniture. So that means we get a hold of a nice piece of furniture, but probably had its day, and then we'll restyle it and paint it and do all sorts of things to it and sell it in the shop. We do fashion,
right?
Handbags, jewellery, scarves, and we do vintage. So vintage clothes, vintage bags.
Sounds really brilliant.
Yeah.
And you're in Herne Bay,
Herne Bay.
And how do we find out more about your emporium?
We've got a website, although we don't advertise, you can't buy from the website any longer, but it's www.maisonclassique.co.uk.
Fabulous. Enjoy the rest of the day, Linda.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
This is Paul Andrews for the Business Bunker Show. I'm at the Women Mean Business Live Conference at East Kent College in Broadstairs, and there are over 100 businesswomen here, and we have someone with us. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, my name's Jane Bishop.
Hello, Jane. Are you enjoying the conference?
Oh, very much so. It's
fantastic.
Good to see so many respected women in business.
Absolutely. So what's your business?
Our core business is a quirky Edwardian hotel in Cliftonville in Kent.
Wow.
But we also have a museum and an apiary that's my passion.
A museum and an apiary?
No, napery.
Napery?
Yes.
What's a napery?
Napery is the collective noun for linen, and they're linen napkins full of artwork.
Oh, wow, okay. Mm. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
And that's in Cliftonville, yeah?
Yep.
Fantastic.
The museum and some of the napery are actually on our website, so if anybody wanted to go and have a look, or at our quirky hotel, it's www.walpolebayhotel.co.uk.
Walpolebayhotel.co.uk.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Enjoy the rest of the day, Jane.
Thank
and
you.
Lovely to meet you.
Jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
You hated that gig, didn't you?
Oh, it was terrible.
Surrounded by...
It was lovely. There's some fabulous businesses there.
Yeah.
From Kersey with her brand new business, only 3 weeks into business, to more established businesses. And while we were listening to Jane Bishop there, the last interview from Walpole Bay, Jules was telling me that she knows the hotel really well, and it's a really fabulous place.
I have been going to the Walpole Bay for about probably 10 years.
Really?
And it's actually, a lot of people don't know about it, but it's a fantastic place. They've got an old veranda with battered old sort of velvet couches on that you can sit outside, cream teas, very good Sunday lunch. I can see you looking at your watch and yawning, so let's carry on with the show, darling, because I know you so well.
Before you do that, because it's a nice link talking about
good.
Hotels,
talking
I've had an
hotels.
Email from Janice Watton.
Oh, yes.
And she's offering some special discounts.
Wasn't it to me she was offering, though?
No. And it definitely says her and Paul.
Oh.
It says, hi, her and Paul.
Oh.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It says Jules.
Oh.
Just wanted to pass this over to you. We are happy to offer Business Bunker listeners a two-night bed and breakfast stay for two people at the Best Western York House Hotel in Eastbourne in a standard double or twin room for just £89. This is valid from now until the 22nd of December. You can go to the website, which is yorkhousehotel.co.uk. And if you want to book and find out more, you can email events@castlewoodhotels.com and quote Business Bunker to get your discount.
Well, that sounds great. Could you fit in a standard double, though?
I can. On my own.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fine. You'd take your wincey pyjamas, would you?
Exactly. So there's an offer to Business Bunker listeners at the York House Hotel in Eastbourne. And while we're talking about offers... Paul Clark of Stopwatch Management has sent me an email telling me about the Le Mans style endurance racing, which is coming to Brands Hatch this Saturday. It's the Lotus 6-hour endurance race, and they are offering packages which include circuit entry, suite access all day and evening. The race starts just after noon. It's got unrivaled circuit views, including the pit lane, complimentary tea and coffee, complimentary feed, three screens of race information, a bar for guests, mulled wine served in the evening, and they're hoping that Paul Andrews will join them.
Oh no, with no mention of moi.
No.
That's awful.
And that's from Paul Clark, and he's the director of Stopwatch Hospitality, and you can find out all about them and their weekend at Brands Hatch by going to their website, which is www.stopwatchhospitality.com.
He obviously doesn't know. I used to be a JPS girl.
He probably does.
Racing around Brands Hatch.
And he's tried manfully to get me to go. But I avoid Brands Hatch like the plague, I'm afraid.
Why?
I used to own a motor racing team many years ago, and it cost me an absolute fortune. And if I went back racing, by this time next week, I'd earn another motor racing team, and I don't want that because I can't afford it.
Right.
So I'm avoiding it like the plague. Otherwise, I know what will happen. I'll end up either racing my Porsche around a track or owning a team or doing something stupid.
My Porsche needed a bit of a scrub this morning, your Porsche.
Yeah, it's a bit dirty, isn't it?
Federation of Small Businesses in Mid-Kent Branch, Tuesday the 12th of November. So that's next Tuesday. 5 p.m. at the Innovation Centre, Maidstone Road, Chatham. Oh, that's where... the Josie Maguire's book launches, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it's not Chatham. So this is
Rochester, near enough.
Rochester, yeah. This is your they're sort of joined, aren't they, Chatham and Rochester, in a little figure of eight. Silence. This is your opportunity to elect and meet your new branch. No, it's Maidstone, the Josie Maguire.
Get on with it.
I've just remembered. Guest speaker is the former BBC weather forecaster, Caddy Lee Preston. The AGM is free to full, don't get that. Oh, to full. Who writes these press releases with a comma? Free to full, joint and retired members to attend. There will be a light buffet, and this is a great opportunity. So the website you need is 3 W's, Kent and Medway Regimen. That's REGAGM 13.eventbrite. So that's the Federation of Small Businesses.
Brilliant. I just want to make mention to today's show sponsor.
Let's.
Who is specialistdogtraining.co.uk. And Jackie Murphy, thank you for that. Please remember, tonight being fireworks night, and there's been fireworks since the weekend, I know, but do think about your pets. And if you'd like to go to Jackie's website, which is specialistdogtraining.co.uk. Mm. There are some very good tips and advice on how to keep your pets safe during the fireworks season, plus loads of other stuff on dog training and puppy training and all kinds of courses and stuff. So a massive thank you to Jackie and Specialist Dog Training for sponsoring the Business Bunker Show. And do have a look at their website for information on keeping your pets safe. I'm going to do one more very quick email, and then we're going to come to our next guest, Shirley Mansfield. Spitfire Networking, this Thursday, the 7th of November, they have 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded professionals, which is taking place at the Kings Hill Golf Club, Fortune Way, Kings Hill, which is near Westmoreland, Jules.
I'm just laughing at the casual networking. So what do they do is they go, why here?
It's very laid back. It's only £5 a person, and that includes lunch. And that's from 12 to 2 p.m. at the Kings Hill Golf Club at Kings Hill this Thursday. If you want a book, please call Core Financial on 0844 875 5777, or you can email them at info@coreifa.co.uk. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back. Again, you have been on the show before, haven't you, Shirley?
I have.
Yeah, you have. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back Shirley Mansfield of Coach SME. Shirley, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being so patient and listening through all this rubbish that we've had before of Jules and I spouting this nonsense from the top of the Twitter list.
I know, it's been really nice, and actually a couple of things that Zoe has said has already reminded me of some things that I need to get back and focus on. So.
Absolutely. Mm. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the show. Tell us a little bit about you and a bit about what you do, and then we'll go from there, because there's a few things I want to ask you about.
Okay, well, I coach small businesses in London and the South East who really want to become grown-up businesses. Mm. Tend to work with companies that are probably turning over about £500,000 and working directly with the business owner. And we're finding that companies that really want to grow up and become a proper business, they need to get on and solve some of their problems, which I help them do. And ultimately, the whole goal is about making more money. Mm. Also for the business owner, about getting some time back for them, because everybody as a business owner knows that time is such a precious commodity.
Absolutely.
And over the last few years, the fun has really gone out of running a business. It's really been a tough, hard slog.
It's hard work, isn't it? Yeah.
So I'm on a mission to get fun back into business as well.
Cool. One of the things I like about what you say and what you do, and I have emphasized it when talking about some of your work, is you are very adamant that you're not a consultant.
No, I am not going to do this for businesses. Mm. They have to do it themselves. Mm. Because if I do it for them, then they'll only have to pay me to do it again.
Absolutely.
And again. So a lot of it is about leaving my skill set within the business. But a lot of what I do is help business owners, because it can be really lonely. You might have a very, very supportive partner at home, but actually sometimes you need somebody that's not emotionally involved, that you can bounce ideas around and perhaps even take best practice from other industries.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really what it is. Building confidence is great. One of the best compliments I had from one of my clients recently was when they said to me, "Shirley, we wouldn't have done that, or because we wouldn't have had the confidence to make the decision."
Absolutely. And it's really important, because as a small business owner myself, you get lots of people come to you and offer consulting services. I don't need that. I don't need that. But coaching is a different thing altogether.
It is very different.
And everybody, no matter who you are, can work with a coach. You know, because top athletes work with coaches all the time. Actors and musicians work with coaches all the time. So absolutely. Why shouldn't small business people?
Absolutely. That is a really good analogy. And a lot of people that know me know I'm an avid golfer.
Right.
Now, if I was the female equivalent of Rory McIlroy, I would have a putting coach. Mm. I'd have a swing coach. Yeah. I'd have a nutrition coach. Mm. But most importantly, I'd have a head coach that deals with the 6 inches between my two ears.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does work for them. And actually for businesses, any business that's had coaching will really recommend it, because it just gives business owners an opportunity to discuss, bounce around ideas, and really get that confidence back.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things I want to talk to you about, because I think this is important too, again, as a businessman myself, my own skills, insofar as I have any at all, are about being creative and a bit wild and woolly and wonderful. And I've been in business for 25 odd years now, and I hate anything that smacks anything like organisation, numbers or anything else. But I learnt a long time ago that if you don't know your numbers, you are dead in the water.
And absolutely.
Whilst I don't like doing that kind of thing, I learnt a long time ago that it's crucially important that you keep a handle on it. Now, you don't have to go mad, but what you do have to do is keep handles on it. And I know that recently you've been looking at some of those issues with forecasting and building plans. And I just want to talk about that a little bit, because as a business person, I think it's crucially important. And as you know, because you've worked with me on various things in the past on this, in terms of investing in other businesses, so often people come and ask for investment and you go, right, show us the numbers. And they just look at you blankly and you go, right, okay, fine.
Exactly. I think one of the biggest things to distinguish is knowing your numbers is not necessarily about being a finance expert.
Yeah.
So, for example, how many products do you sell each month? You need to know things like that. How many people repeat purchase from you? Mm. What's the average time between each purchase? Mm. You know, those are really key numbers. And actually, for any investor, you know, they're particularly keen to find out that you've got a product which is a repeatable product.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that they can see that there's scalability. Now, you can track lots and lots and lots and lots of things, and you can absolutely drown in numbers.
Yeah.
And some of the work that I do with my clients is about getting them to probably 8 key performance indicators that are quite specific to their business. So it might be things like how long you hold stock before you sell it, that type of turnover. Again, you know, to do with money, but more about the numbers. Mm. It's about having a calendar so you know what's coming up. Minor things like knowing when your next VAT payment is due is pretty key. So a cash flow forecast. So in my world, putting aside angel investment and funding investment for the moment, you can run your business with 3 pieces of paper.
Absolutely.
That's a cash flow, that's a calendar, and that's your key performance numbers, the numbers that you track.
Absolutely.
And when those numbers shift away from where they should be, that should give you the indicator of what part of your business you need to look at and solve the problem.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more on those 3 things. And as you say, it's not time consuming. No. It doesn't take an awful lot of time. You don't need a degree in physics to work it out. You don't even really need a spreadsheet. But those numbers are crucial, because if you know them and you keep an eye on them, then you can succeed all the way through.
Absolutely. And how nice to wake up in the morning, pick up your tablet or your mobile, see the numbers from yesterday and decide, shall I go to work today?
Yeah.
No, I don't need to. I'm off to play golf.
Absolutely.
Because you know that everything is under control and it's running how it should be.
Mm, absolutely. Because interestingly, I was talking to some guys a couple of weeks ago about their business, and they were saying, you know, they're trying to develop it, but isn't life hard and it's really hard work? And just talking to them, they had a number of different elements to their business, quite different bits. And it soon became apparent to me that they didn't really know which bits worked and which bits didn't, so they just did all of them. And when you started saying, do you enjoy that? Yeah. Is it very lucrative? Oh, I don't know.
No, exactly.
and you go, well, don't you think that you'd be better spent knowing what is working first and then concentrate on that? And they go, yeah.
I know.
So it's fascinating that people can work 4 times as hard for no return because they haven't done that bit of upfront thinking.
But do you know what I think is really good, Paul? Mm. Is that there are so many businesses in Kent, just as you describe, that actually with a bit of help from a business coach could be phenomenally successful.
Absolutely.
We have so many fantastic businesses that just with a little bit of tweaking, a bit of sorting out, a bit of extra confidence, and their businesses would absolutely fly. And that's what I mean when I say I work with businesses that want to become a grown-up business.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're absolutely right. There's 61,000 small businesses in Kent, and there's loads of really good ones.
Fantastic ones.
You know, you see them on social media and you think, why are you doing that? That's, you know, you're talking about totally the wrong thing. Mm. You should be talking about this, which is really good, which will move your business on. I couldn't agree with you more. And doing something like getting coaching is something that has immediate returns.
It does. Yeah. It does. If only after the first meeting, when I walk out, if my client feels more comfortable, more confident, and a little less stuck in the woods, then we've made a huge step forward.
Absolutely.
Because for business owners, you have stuff crashing in on you from all directions. And if you can just clear some of the noise and just get some thinking time.
Yeah. It's a bit like going back to the wardrobe job, really, isn't it?
It is, it
if,
is.
If you clear out all the old stuff and get rid of it, and it leaves space for the
hugely
new stuff
liberating.
To take in.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much money businesses can save and time they can save.
Yeah.
If actually when they identify a problem, that they actually drive it right through and solve it once and for all. The worst thing to do is to come back into work the following day and you've still got the same problem.
Absolutely.
Or next month.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting, actually, but in a completely different context, because you do, I was having a bit of a political argument in a political forum about austerity and you know, government spending and stuff like that. We were talking about, they were moaning that you can't cut spending, and I was saying, but it's not about cutting spending, it's about cutting waste, which is a completely different issue. And they went, well, how do you do that? When I had a corporate job many years ago, I was tasked with saving $20 million a year on my operating budget. And the way that you did that is you what I would call, you do zero-based budgeting. So basically you go right back to basics and go,
yep,
let's start from scratch and find out what we spend on what and why we spend it. And very quickly you find you've been spending stuff on something you ordered years ago and you spend it every month and you don't even know what it is.
I know. A little tip for your listeners is to have a quick look at your last month or two's bank statements and just make sure that you know what those direct debits are for.
Yeah.
Because they'll be for magazine subscriptions or memberships that actually you probably don't even need anymore.
Absolutely.
Or perhaps haven't had any benefit from for the last year.
Yeah. Try and cancel a magazine subscription.
Yes.
It's like a nightmare, isn't it? They just hang on to you. You can cancel your direct debit. They still keep sending
them. I know. It is a bit tricky. But go through it. You know, it's interesting, particularly if you use a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
You know, don't abdicate responsibility to your bookkeeper. You know, you are still responsible for the numbers.
Yeah, they're just going to pay the bills. They're not going to ask you what they're for.
No,
absolutely.
Exactly.
And you know, it's a bit like, you know, a lot of people now are talking about with the rise in energy prices, you know, switching suppliers. But with any aspect of your business, it's always worth monitoring what you're paying for anything, because there are always cheaper, even with the same supplier. You know, you get this all the time, don't you, that suppliers offer deals to new customers, but you've got every right to go back to them and renegotiate what you're already doing.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I totally agree.
But so, can I ask the listeners to spend a little bit of money?
Yeah, of course you can.
I've had a rather traumatic week, as you probably know, Paul. My mother was involved in a very serious car accident, and thanks to the air ambulance, she's still alive. So I would just like to say to all businesses out there who are thinking about Christmas and spending on Christmas parties and Christmas cards, that actually it would be really fantastic if you could go to the Business Bunker website. Paul's put a link on there to Kent Air Ambulance, Kent Sussex and Surrey Air Ambulance, as it is now. It's really easy to donate, and £5, just £5, would really, really help.
Absolutely.
So a little bit of a personal plea from me. They do a fantastic job, and thanks to them, Mum's still with us.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the Business Bunker website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and indeed the Channel Radio website, .co.uk, on the right-hand side of both of those websites is a scrolling advertising bar. And on both of them, there is a link to the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance. As Shirley says, do please click on it and donate some money, because it is a very, very worthwhile cause.
Sadly, nobody knows when they might need it.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a fabulous service as well, and they do fabulous work. Give us a shout out for your website as well, though, Shirley.
Right, my website is www.coachsme.co.uk. If you put /blog at the end of there, you'll go straight through to my weekly blog. Interestingly, this week there's a lovely picture of Noddy, because this week's blog is called Two Ears, One Mouth.
All right, okay. I like it. We quite often put links to your blog as well, because it is a fascinating read, and I do recommend it to people. So do have a look at coachsme/blog and have a read of some of those. Shirley, thank you so much for joining
us
on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show, but for the moment, thanks ever so much. Shirley Mansfield of coachsme.co.uk. Do check that out, and do get yourself some coaching. It is really well worthwhile. I absolutely guarantee it. Cool. You can go with an email then, Jules.
I will. And thanks for that, Shirley. It was very, very interesting. I enjoyed it. And I agree about the Kent Air Ambulance. And the link is on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, because it saves lives. There's a big marketing opportunity for visitor businesses, tourism, leisure and hospitality businesses. You know, it's huge in Kent. And you can sign up now to take part in the Kent Big Weekend, which is next year, 2014, to be held on the 29th and the 30th of March, marking the start of English Tourism Week. And this popular Visit Kent event is now in its 8th year, showcasing the wide range of visitor attractions and experiences. You've got things like bushcraft, art, pottery classes, you've got wild animal parks, you've got historic houses, cathedrals and castles. So the All Kent Big Weekend free tickets and opportunities are made available by businesses in the county, and it will be promoted on the event website. So residents can then browse through the attractions and apply for tickets. So if you want to register your business, first of all, to be part of the Kent Big Weekend, which is next year, and for further info, you can go to www.visitkentbusiness.co.uk, or you can call the Kent Big Weekend team, and that's on a Canterbury code 01227 812 912, and you must get through to them before November the 15th.
Cool.
So that's a really good thing, because tourism is huge, isn't it?
Absolutely
Kent?
Is.
And brings money into the county.
Kent is a fabulous place to do business. There are a number of different industries that have a very high profile in Kent. And as I said earlier, are you pouring drinks again?
More wine, darling.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's water.
Yeah. There's 60,000 small businesses, but tourism, creativity, software businesses, there's all kinds of manufacturing, there's all kinds of businesses happening in Kent, and we don't give it enough attention.
Right. And also Scoff and Quaff is supporting with Produced in Kent, the 10% campaign, which is spend 10% of your money on Kent businesses, and it all goes back into the community, just if you spend a fiver.
Buying locally,
So there's an FSB event, Federation of Small Businesses. It's the Mid-Kent branch and Kent and Medway regional AGM. And now this is in Maidstone, ME16-8AE, which is where the Josie Maguire book launch will be coming up this month. This is what I've said, this one, Caddy Lee Preston. Do you do this to thwart me?
Yeah, I insert doubles in there just to see if you're paying attention.
To thwart me, to see how much I've drunk. There's a UK trade and investment. Now, this is Exporting for Growth. This sounds fascinating. It's a half-day seminar with Declan Curry. It's 9 o'clock in the morning till 1. It's at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes Hotel. It's free. Export Week, Monday the 11th of November. Are you exporting to optimise your business potential? Right, so it's hosted by journalist and broadcaster Declan Curry. He's got a 15-year career spanning across TV, radio and print media, and he's recognised as one of the UK's leading journalists in business and finance. So let's see what you do. You go on to www.exportgrowth11113.eventbrite.co.uk. Did you put that one in as well?
We'll put a link to that on the website anyway.
Especially with my glasses. But you will be meeting all the key players. There's people like UK Trade and Investment, Kent County Council, the Institute of Directors, HSBC Bank, Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, and the Enterprise Europe Network. So that sounds great. And it's on Monday the 11th of November.
Cool. We've got 15 minutes to the end of the show, and we've only got 179 tweets to read. So I'm going to read a couple, because we've got a little theme going now of special offers to Business Bunker listeners. Mm. So we've got Teeth Whitening Kent, who are known on the Twitter as T-Jazzle.
I need that.
T-E-J-A-Z-Z-L-E.
T-Jazzle, isn't that what they put in there? You know, Essex Girls.
No, that's for Jazzle.
Oh, you trust you to know.
T-Jazzle.
You know more than I.
You wouldn't want that anywhere near your teeth, would you?
No, you wouldn't, would you? Well, it depends. Let's not go there.
No, I wouldn't. T-Jazzle, anyway, who are Teeth Whitening Kent. And they said, "Hi, Paul, we have a new offer. 20-minute one-off treatment for mega white teeth in time for Christmas. Only $59.99. It's usually $89.99. So it's a special offer for Business Bunker listeners by following Teeth Whitening Kent and getting your teeth whitened for Christmas. And you can follow them at T-E-Jazzle. That's all one word, T-E-Jazzle, on the Twitter. And we've also had Kezi Youssef, who was one of the ladies that we had an interview from earlier that's just started her business. And she says, thank you for a mention on the Business Bunker Show. We have discounted tickets for an Amy Winehouse tribute night on the 23rd at the Britannia, the_Britannia. So do find out about that. That's tickets for a discounted Amy Winehouse tribute night on the 23rd at the Britannia. And that's from Kezia Yusuf.
What is the difference then between teeth whitening and the one that the Essex girls have?
I'm not talking about that on
the
radio.
I mean in names. What's the name of the Essex girls one?
Vajazzle.
Vajazzle. Okay. Best Western Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury. The festive season is fast approaching. Have you got your jingle bells?
No.
Have you made the arrangements for your Christmas party? Great selection here of Christmas and New Year activities. So they've got party lunches at £21 per person, suitable for parties of six or more. Take the afternoon off and enjoy a three-course Christmas lunch followed by organic coffee, mince pies and festive novelties in the Fountain restaurant. You like a mince, don't you, darling? Christmas party galas, £29.95 a person, suitable for parties of eight or more. Also join us for lunch on Christmas Day or our popular New Year's celebration, which is in the form of Venetian masquerade. So Christmas lunch is £68 per person. Children aged 11 or under are half price. And the New Year's Eve Venetian Masquerade Ball is £89 per person. To discover what's happening here at the Abbott Spartan, go on to www.bw-abbottsbartonhotel.co.uk and then you'll find the events, Christmas parties. And that's from the lovely Janice Watton.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Stopwatch Hospitality.
Hello.
And it says, all current and ex-JPS girls are more than welcome at the Stopwatch Hospitality suite. We had no idea that Jill Serkin, as Vanilla Web, had failed to mention it. There's a reason for that, Paul, which you are about to find out now. Because she's going to turn up.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I've already looked at the poster, he said.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm
going. He says you're more than welcome at the weekend. And if you like, you can pop round in a car.
Well, if it's their car, because I haven't got my Lotus Esprit Turbo anymore. I had to keep it back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
As you do.
So do get down there. We've had John from Sales Help VR.
Hello, John.
Who said, great to hear Shirley from Coach SME on the Business Bunker Show. She's a fabulous coach and business advisor with a very straightforward approach. So thank you for that, John.
We've had Shirley Mansfield in the studio retweeting as she sits here being a guest. So not only is she being interviewed, she's also doing her social media. So I think she's had a good coach there from the lovely Zoe.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kerry Hales has said, absolutely love listening to Shirley. Some great tips. Everyone needs a good coach. And also, Kent Women in Business magazine have also said, Shirley was really great, really great tips. We really do need some good coaches. So some nice feedback there.
I had Steve Wood on my show this morning on Scoff and Quaff, and he said he opened the Kent Women in Business magazine. He said, and you were on there, meaning me, of course.
Right.
So thank you for that.
Isn't it horrible when that happens?
I know. It's awful. And we've had Another Journey Begins, the lovely Angela chirping in as well, saying, yes, it's so important to find the right coach for you. That's nice. Thank you for listening.
Cool. I just want to mention this as well. The Big Breakfast boosts the Wealden Business Group membership. Wealden Business Group staged another highly successful Open Day event last month, giving local business owners and managers the chance to promote their businesses at Tenterton's biggest networking breakfast of the year.
Was that your house?
Almost, actually. It was opposite. I didn't go there because it was too early. More than 60 people attended the event and were briefed by Wealden Business Group Chairman David Meredith. Guests heard how business referrals between WBG members were on track to reach 700 this year, which is an increase of 18% over last year.
Mm.
Following the open day breakfast, four guests applied to join, bringing the group's total membership to a record 37 businesses. The venue is the Little Silver Country Hotel, which is in Asher Road, Tenterton. And they meet every Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 8:30. They wake me up, they do, when they arrive. And I shout out the window, shut up,
does
I shout out.
Wait,
some of us are trying to sleep.
Does anything wake you up?
Yeah. So there you go. Did get along to that. It's the Wealden Business Group. They meet at the Little Silver Hotel in Tenston every Wednesday.
Didn't you used to mince over there in your smoking jacket?
No, I've never been. Really? It's too early. I don't do breakfast meetings. I tell everyone that I do not do breakfast meetings.
I go.
Having said
I go to nice ones like
having
brownies.
Said that, I am speaking at the business breakfast in Gillingham next Wednesday.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Some unearthly hour. I'm just going to stay up late.
I would.
I'm
going
to stay up late and go on to there.
You do lots of geeky stuff. Mm. So, Construction Expo gives you one of the best networking opportunities of meeting the people you really want to meet. Mm. Our fantastic... has she exited?
Yeah.
Our fantastic lineup of speakers, specially chosen to ensure that you keep up with the very latest in Kent, the South East and in the UK. And your competitors are sure to be there. Our exciting free advertising for registered delegates. You can claim your £100 package now. Just send us your company logo and brief company description. Sorry, I thought we meant and briefs. and brief company description, maximum 25 words, to appear on 6 screens around the venue. And over the next 5 years, Kent and surrounding areas will be the site for a number of major developments, which means significant business for the whole of the construction sector and associated businesses. Make sure that Wednesday the 6th of November, that's mañana, is firmly in your diary, as just one day could make a huge impact on your business. So you need to go onto the website to find out more, and it's www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. And as usual, that will be on the Kent Business Radio website after the show. So that's kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fabulous. A new way of networking has arrived in Canterbury this Thursday. That's the 7th of November from 7 a.m. 7 a.m. I would like to introduce you to a new business network group in Canterbury. The initial meeting was on the 24th of October at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. ABC Network is one of the fastest growing network groups in Kent, with an average of 40 to 50 business owners at each meeting. There's no joining fee. All you pay is £14 for the cost of the meeting, and that includes breakfast. And the next one...
Sorry, just topping up. Carry on.
And the next one is this Thursday, the 7th of November, at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel in Canterbury. You can have a look at all their events at www.abcnetworks.co.uk. Or if you would like to book that particular event, you can email events@castlewoodhotels.com.
Interestingly, sorry, I'm just trying to find this. I've come across this really good... lady who is a small independent shop at Harper's Gifts, H-A-R-P-E-R-S, Gifts. So if you follow them on Twitter, they have these great posters that they're doing about supporting. So it's this poster says, so we're not a national, we're just one of the little guys who love their customers. I love that, and it's the whole thing about supporting locals. So I'm just giving that a retweet on @scoffquaff.
Okay. Cool.
But great idea.
Yeah. We've had a tweet also from Angela, Another Journey Begins, mm-hmm. And Angela Bryce Stevenson, and she was saying, great to hear Shirley, and totally agree about Kent Air Ambulance. She says, I do the great run every year in support of the Kent Air Ambulance, so that's another way of donating to that very worthwhile cause, is to support Angela in the Great Northern Run.
And you can hear Angela on a Monday and Who Cares Wins radio show.
3 o'clock Monday afternoons on Channel Radio.
And repeated again...
Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
See you
or on Listen Again, On Demand, podcast, and all available outlets.
I've always said that you have a brain like an elephant.
What, you mean grey and large?
No, I just mean your memory is that of an elephant.
I need it.
My last email, Paul Andrews, I've gone through
really?
Mine. Yeah.
Have you run out?
I whipped through them, darling.
Did you?
Upcoming, international trade events for Kent businesses. This is from the Two Seeds Trade. Lovely Natalia Sukram. Upcoming Two Seeds Trade events. To register your attendance, there's a website, www.2seas.eu events. And this is telling you how companies can and do sell services to France. And the event is, that's gone, 31st of October. Paul Andrews has scuppered me again. Visit Aquatech in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, 6th to the 7th of November. Flights from Manston to Schiphol. And this is the trade fair, and it's got a special focus on water treatment, water reusage, monitoring, sensing and detection, water management and water energy. And it's the Aquatech Fair on the 7th of November. There's lots and lots of stuff here that going on if you have a business that wants to go abroad and work or market abroad. There's a day trip to the Tavola Fine Food and Drink Fair at Kortrijk in West Flanders, Belgium, and that's next 17th of March next year. That's a good one if you've got a foodie or drink type business. So I suggest you look on the website, or there is a phone number, 01622 696958.
Cool. We've had a tweet in from a new follower to me, Essence Sussex, who was saying the Zoe Cairns Academy is so worth attending. I had so many new ideas and I'm still using them today. So thank you for that. That's really nice, isn't it?
There's an accolade.
Yeah, absolutely. Brenda Cameron. Oops, I've lost it now.
We know you've lost it, but what's Brenda saying?
I don't know. I've lost the tweet. There it is. Brenda Cameron has reminded me that we played an interview with Linda Cameron earlier, but I didn't have any contact details for Linda.
No.
And she has just supplied them. You can actually follow Linda, who is the lady that, if you remember, has the Emporium in Herne Bay doing vintage furniture and clothes.
Are they any relation?
They're sisters.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Nice of you to let me know.
That's all right. I didn't know you needed to know.
I did. I need to know
I'll tell you now. Do you know what, Jules?
Yeah.
Linda, yeah, and Brenda,
yeah,
Cameron, are sisters.
I've actually met Brenda. We went.
Have you met
JoJo's.
Linda, her sister?
No, but I've heard of her. I have heard of her.
They are related.
Brenda runs Lightning Process for ME, I believe.
Yep. And Linda is known on the Twitter as Maison Classique.
I think she's got a shop in Herne Bay.
She has indeed. An emporium for vintage furniture and clothes.
When I go to my fish and chip shop there, I'll have to nip in and see her.
Do you have vintage fish and chips?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, if you want to follow Linda, it's Maison Classique.
I've read all my emails.
Have
so you?
You
got any?
Do you want I've to got pass, hundreds.
Pass them over.
No.
Go on.
Yeah, you can do that. You can read them.
Oh, he gives me one listener. One little measly one.
We've only got 4 minutes left.
Channel Chamber Network Breakfast. This is Wednesday the 13th of November. It's 7:30 to 9:30. The venue is Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway, New Romney. And it's £14.40 for members. If you're a non-member, it's a little bit more. Please contact Tracy Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, 01303 270022,
kentchannelchamber.co.uk. Cool. Telcare have just put out a tweet about crackles on phone lines, not ours, but just in general, with a little tip, which I think is quite good. It says, if you've got a crackle on your phone line, before reporting it, it could just be the curly cord.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you try and straighten it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no.
Does anybody have a curly cord anymore?
Well, some... We would. Curly cord, see? That's what's been causing your crackle cackle. Yeah.
No, but I get it when I listen to BBC Radio 2 and BBC Radio Kent. Can't listen to them. Terrible crackles. I haven't got a curly cord. I've got Bose.
Oh, have you? Unite Works on the Twitter have been saying they would like a few likes on their Facebook page, if that's all right with everyone.
Yeah.
If you go to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/pages/unite-works, and give them a like, that would be nice of you.
It would.
That would be really nice of you. Cool. I want to mention this as well, which is Connectit. Their website is connect-it.co, but it's Connectit, and they are a telecoms company based over in the Maidstone area, and they are telling us about a new cloud-based telephone service. It's now possible to get a new type of business phone number that is hosted in the cloud. And here are 12 reasons for using one. You can try one for 30 days at no cost and at no risk. You can choose a highly memorable number. It doesn't replace your existing landline or phone number. The service is hosted in the cloud but run on a tier one network, so it's not voice over IP. There's a 99.95% service uptime guarantee. If you move or relocate, you can take your number with you. You can instantly route phone calls to any landline or number. You can choose which prefix you want to use, 01, 02, 03, 08. You can view live inbound call stats, instant disaster recovery if your landline goes down, And you can use the cloud number on your website to track calls. If you'd like to find out more about the packages they have to offer for cloud-based telephone services, you can go to Connectit's website, which is www.connect-it.co. So do check that out. And we are almost at the end of the show now. I have a couple of emails left to read. I have 42 tweets that I haven't read out.
And I've read all my tweets.
Have you?
Yeah, all 48 of them.
Have you?
And I've read out 1,500 emails.
Have you?
Yeah. While you've just been, you know,
faffing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of all that.
Tweets are still coming in, though.
I know. Len Liz at Len Liz in
yep. Roper Road, Canterbury.
Yep.
Loving the show. Really found the fabulous guests. Really enjoying it.
Cool.
Support independent shops, they say.
Thank you, Lenleys. Thank you, Lenleys. Roper Road, Canterbury, the Furniture Emporium. Mm. It's been an absolute pleasure to spend an hour or so with you this afternoon. A massive, massive thank you to our show sponsor, which is Dog Training Specialists. Are you right there?
Yeah.
You're waving that wine about.
Finishing my Bordeaux.
Yeah, Specialist Dog Training, Jackie Murphy, specialistdogtraining.co.uk.
Look after your pets tonight.
Yeah, and do take care of your pets tonight because it is firework night and for the next few days as well. Mm. A massive, massive thank you to our two studio guests, Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media and Shirley Mansfield of Coach SME. Thank you both so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to listen to both of you. And there's a million tweets that you're going to have to answer yourselves because there's loads of people saying lots of nice things about
you. I think
Zoe
can manage, is what she does.
Which is really great. But thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Sirkin. We will be back next week.
Who's on next week?
Next week, I can't think off the top of my head. Beth Rossiter, I think, from Image Interiors.
Lovely. That'll be good.
Yeah, and someone else, and I can't think who it is off
Beth
the top of my
Rossiter,
head.
Beth Rossiter, yeah, she's fabulous. Interior designer. So if you've got any ideas and you need for your doing up your little house or some even your office, that'll be worth tuning into.
Yep. I can't remember who
it was. A trick question, Paul, don't
worry. Yeah, but it's Beth Rossiter at least. Mm-hmm. And coming up later on Channel Radio, we have Extra Milk with Kevin Cannon at 3 o'clock, the Craig Avery Show at 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, and then the awesome New Potato Show at 9 o'clock. So do stay tuned for all of those on channelradio.co.uk. In the meantime, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Sirkin, and our guests Zoe Cairns and Shirley Mansfield. We will be back with you next week.
Bye.